prerequisite.
Third article, page 188, top of the page. Dalt Rebbe is explaining why Purim is not going to be bottled, even though all the Chagim are going to be bottled, the Yom Tevim. And he explained because there's a high level of Kedusha, but this level of Kedusha is great, but not as great as the revelation when Mashiach comes. Therefore, when Mashiach comes, the revelation is so great that those revelations are going to be like a candle in the sunlight. Except Purim, because Purim is extremely great level of transformation of evil to good, which means darkness becomes light, and therefore it's a much, much greater level of revelation, and therefore that revelation will exist even when Mashiach comes. And he says the same... What? Well, right now he's talking about Purim. And then it says also, halachas are not going to become bottle. So he says... When a person, the brain is in the head, but when you turn around, then the brain turns around too. So he says that's how Torah comes into physical objects. Like he says, behemoths and money and other things. Okay, we'll start the second line of 188. Ubechachma is beriru, and with chachma you refine and separate the good from the bad. Because when you have the word of selection or separation, it's a thing that's mixed. Something which is not mixed, you don't select one from the next because they're not mixed. It's only min b'min evein and nikar, the same type, and it's not noticeable. He says, there's a different, okay, these lines we learned. Like the agent of exchanging an animal for a cow, or the butcher that cuts apart the animal, that's the physical aspect of it. But there's a spiritual aspect of the halacha and the Torah. Okay, v'chem cholashas, he says the same thing throughout shas of Mishneh, Gemara, v'cholaposkim, rishenim v'acharenim, throughout shas, poskim, and so on. Mizgalim u'mevarer ratzon ha'elyon. What happens, what does the Gemara do? What does Paskim do? What does Halacha do? Halacha separates. Halacha separates and refines the spirituality. This is allowed, this is not allowed. They're not dealing with the physical animal, they're dealing with the spiritual aspect of the Halacha. Vaidezem is battered v'nifra d'rami atayv. And through that becomes separated the good from the bad, or the bad from the good. I know. Hapasul me'akosher. What's no good from what's kosher. V'chayiv mi'zakai. And what's guilty from the innocent. V'chein b'mitzis ma'isat tluya b'midas. The same thing, mitzis that are connected to emotion, to midas. Again, shemer aveda. Like the din is, the Gemara says, a guy is watching a lost article for somebody. Yeah, you find an article in the street. It has identification. You bring it home, you have to take care of it until you return it to the owner. So there's an argument in the Gemara between Rabbi and Rav Yosef, if this guy is a Shemer Chinam or a Shemer Socher. Is he getting paid to watch? And therefore, if it's stolen or lost, he doesn't have to pay? Or he's like a guy that is getting paid. And therefore, he has a din of a Shemer Socher that is obligated on stolen or lost. So what the Gemara says, okay, Shemir Chinam, I understand. You're not getting paid. You're watching it for free. Why is he your Shemir Socher? Why does Rav Yosef hold he's a Shemir Socher? So the Gemara says, because while he's watching the animal, if a poor man comes to him for tzedakah, he doesn't have to give him. Because ha'esik b'mitzvah, potem in ha'mitzvah. So it's called in the Gemara, pruta de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's pruta, that Rav Yosef says you're going to save a pruta, giving tzedakah, because you're doing the mitzvah, you don't have to do it. And he says, that's only though, not stam, the guy has it in a box watching, being watched in his house, he doesn't have to do mitzvahs. While you're occupying, because it didn't like this, what happens if you find a blanket? You need to air it out. So you have to, what's called over here, is spread it out to shake it. So while you're busy doing the mitzvah, you can't do another mitzvah. So he said, "Vein chilek b'ni aveda sasher ayani," right? Well, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. But im shemek sushalai, if you're watching your own garment, then there's no mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah if you're watching somebody else's garment. Afilo eino asher kamei bala ve'arei ein bei mitzvah. V'chein o'in b'tzdoko gemilas chasadim. When you do kindness to somebody else, you do somebody else a favor, that's called tzedakah. You do yourself a favor, that's not called tzedakah, it's called selfishness. So he says, when a person does a mitzvah with physical objects, you transform the gashmistika object to ruchnias, to light, she'er avayu, who gila the tzayni is baruch v'er b'mokam al-cheshach gaf, shimidavka. And therefore, what's halacha? Halacha is, again, taking a physical object and transforming it to kedusha. And he said, that's why there's so many differences. For instance, if you're doing the same thing for yourself versus for somebody else, it's not a mitzvah. If you do it for somebody else, it's a mitzvah. So therefore, what are you doing? It says not only that, it says in Chassidus that when a person learns, let's say, Torah, and they learn about kosher animals and trefa animals, that itself is elevating the world. But not as much as when you do the mitzvah with the physical object itself. Learning about lulav and esrig will elevate the lulav and esrig, but it's not going to elevate it nearly as much or the same way as when you physically do the mitzvah with it. But even Torah does that. So therefore, the Rebbe says, because halacha is a transformation action, right? Is transformation of the physical world to kedusha. That's why it's not going to be bottle. What's the uniqueness of Yemesa Mashiach that Chesha becomes art? That's Purim. So therefore, Purim is the same concept it's going to be. Halacha is also the same concept of elevating Gashmias to Ruchnias, transforming darkness to light. So again, that's also not going to be bottle. But Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the Yom Tov itself is a revelation of Ma'ilav Alukus. But that revelation, compared to the revelation of Mashiach, is nothing.
And Rabbi, there also brings an example of the Shomer to explain that it's the details specifically.
Yeah, the meat of it, meaning if it's somebody else's, yes, it's yours not.
It's specifically through details.
Yeah. Not only that. The Moshe Chassidus also gives. A mikveh has to be 40 so. Yeah? You have 39.99999 so. Yeah? And the guy who's tummy tables in that water. Yeah? He's still tummy. Correct? He goes into the base of Mikdash, he gets killed. He eats kabanas, he gets killed. Yeah? He said, tell me, 0.001%, whatever, yeah? It's going to really matter. And says, yeah, the details matter. If the details are not met properly, it doesn't work. And people ask, it doesn't make sense. But it does make sense. Because if you build a bridge, a mile-long bridge, and you're an inch off,
that's it.
God forbid, you got a lot of people getting killed. So what's 1 inch out of a mile? People tell you, what's 1 inch in a mile?
1/8 of an inch.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
You're an engineer, you know.
You do it, you do it. God forbid, thousands of people are going to get killed. One inch, half an inch, whatever, compared to a mile, what's the big deal? Answer is, it is a big deal. And by the way, it's a clear-cut answer to people. That's okay, you're telling me if I do it this way exactly, you know, if I light Shabbos candles right a minute before Shkia, I get a mitzvah. I light it a minute after Shkia, I get a sin. Come on, it doesn't make sense. The answer does make sense. Because the... What is the expression? The pudding is in the detail? What's the... I forgot the expression. You guys don't speak English. Huh? The proof is in the pudding. No, but it's in the details also. Okay. It says it's standing behind the wall, right? This person makes this men a harakim. Maybe we say this in Kiddush Levana. Ei merache kosleinu, pirush, b'chin, es chochmol, siva de tzayni yizbarich, which is the level of his galas, b'chin, es zeh, bin yonei ateidam. What does it say? Hine, zeh, ei merache kosleinu, zeh is gilui. Right? He says that refers to the level of Teda, but it's behind the fence. Acher Kosleinu. What does that mean? She'ein Ravai She'enim is Galabai in the person, it's not being revealed. Why isn't it being revealed in the person? Menei Shavin Yisechem Avdilim. Because the Aveda separate Ve'emid L'negda B'keiso, and it's the wall, like Dr. Rebbe explains in Tanya, right? You have the sunlight, and it wants to come down to earth. So you can have clouds. You can have thick clouds, little clouds, big clouds, whatever. The bottom line is it blocks the revelation. The sunlight is there. It's not the pshat that there's no sunlight. The sun is shining. But when we put up a mechitza, you put up a dark covering, so then it's all dark. That doesn't mean there's no revelation. There is that. But it's after the blockage that we created through our Vedas. So he says, the eight are utilized. So what do you do to stop that? It says, mashgiach min achalenis. You look through the, you supervise, you mashgiach, right? Look through the windows. Meitzis min acharakim. You glance through the cracks. Okay, like there's a crack in the wall, you can look through it. Ki chalein hu cholol shenasi b'keisel. What's the definition of a window? Not nowadays, but definition of a window in the Gemara and Poskim and all that is an empty hole in the wall. That's what a window was. You didn't have glass and all that. They had a wall, and then you had, like he says, cholo shenase bekeisel. Ve'ein v'chein inya charakim, the same thing, the cracks in the wall. El shecharakim meim sedakim ktanim. What does the Pasuk say? Mashgiach min achalonis, meitzitz min acharakim. He looks from the windows and he looks through the cracks. So a crack is a hole and a window is a hole. But a window is a big hole and a crack is a little hole. So, the same way in Ruchni is in the Amir Azal. Chazal say, Hashem says to the Jews, open up to me like the eye of a needle. And I'll open to you like a window. Yeah? I know. What's the Eitzah? Sheyish b'libei, to break your heart, which is lev ho'evan, which is a heart of stone, liyas le'ruach nishbara, to have a broken heart, lev nishbar, and a broken spirit and a broken heart. Because what gets rid of, what opens up the wall? A broken heart. A broken heart cracks open the wall, gets rid of the blockage, and you have it. Ki kol ha-mesochim, v'keisel v'amechitza, because all the blockages, all the walls, all the separations, ha-mafseke bein elover shabashmayim, is gasi ruach, is haughtiness. Why does a person sin? Because I come before God. Basic, bottom line. Right? Hashem says, don't do something. I want to do it. No, so I do it. That means I come before Hashem. So that creates the wall. So ego creates the wall. You want to get rid of the wall? You have a bittel. Al shekein mechavish mechashiv atzmal yesh. Therefore, when a person sins, he considers himself something. Yeah, Hashem says not to do it. Hashem says to do it. And I decide not to do it or to do it. Chavtzi atzmi, and therefore his own desires, his own wants, are more precious than the chavtzi shemayim, what Hashem wants. So he says that's what creates the wall. How do you crack open the wall with windows and cracks? It's the level of bittul. Okay, so he says, "Hin mikola." Now he's going back to the beginning of the maimed, right? Why at the beginning of the maimed says he only gave her shavet azava shabiyodei, and then he only gave her the top, and here he gave her the whole thing. Like, what's going on? So he says, "Hin mikola." Now, based on what he explained before. Yuvin v'yuvur heitev inyan Esther. The whole inyan with Esther with coming to the king. Shemetchila b'raysi esamalkoi medes b'chotzer. When he saw Esther in the chotzer, he said the king saw Esther in the chotzer. It says, Eile min amidbar was coming out of the desert. Ki gam b'chinyas chotzer aptimius. Because it says like this. There is, the king saw in the courtyard. Right? The chotzer, even the chotzer aptimius, What does the Talmud say? Whoever comes to the Chotzer Pnimis, Asher Lo Yikari, that's not cold, is going to get killed. But even the inner courtyard of the king is nothing compared to the throne room of the king. Not only external Chotzer, even the Pnimis, Chotzer Pnimis. Lemid bar Yichoshev neged Beis HaMelech Mamish. Why? V'yishen HaMelech dar b'kviyas b'chotzer k'mer b'bayis. Right? Because the king doesn't live in the chotzer, he lives in the house, in the palace room. Then, Mizgal ha'oretz v'amshach ha'sor ravai. So then, in the chotzer apnimius, the king, which means Hashem, by the way, sees the level of Esther, which is concealment of Elokus, coming to the king. Remember, the whole thing is concealment, u'bezah nairo ba'al ha'melech. The concealment, breaking the concealment to come to the king. Was Tikrav Esther. Then Esther comes, Shemisalim is Karevisalam Melech, but Shukala Deida, as a desire and a lust. Aval Kol Alias Viskarvus, but that level of elevation is only Vatiga Beresha Sharvit, only an like Yom Tiv, a limited revelation of Hashem. Esther comes, the Jew comes to Hashem, right? She's in the Chotzer Apnimis, it's not the holy place, and because like Giza, we sin, so we're in a midbar, right, which has the wall that blocks the revelation of the melech to the people, the son to the people. And then what happens? So Esther is able to come, there's a little revelation of the king, he gives her reish hasharvit, only a little bit, the top of the scepter, or really the bottom of the scepter, basically. He gives her that, and she comes closer to the king. But then it says, "Vatayisev Esther." When did he give her the whole shavit? The pasuk continues in the Megillah. Esther continued, and she started crying in the presence of the king, and she started begging that Haman wants to kill her. Right? It was the second time. Hayna b'yaisa ite b'bayis. She was with the king already in the pnimius. Vatek v'tischanin le'lavor lahavis ros Haman agogi. As the pasuk says, to get rid of the evil thought of Haman. Asher Choshev al Yudin, that he thought to destroy the Jews. What was the purpose of her crying? This is all spiritual now. Why is she crying? What's Esther? Esther, remember, is the concealment, right? So the concealment is coming to the king. They're making the strive to come to the king. The king sees they're coming. He reveals a little bit of godliness. Reisha Shavit. Then the queen comes in, the Yid comes in to Hashem at a much closer level, and then he starts crying to awaken Rachmanis of what's going on with Haman wanting to destroy her.
What do you mean the concealment cries?
The neshama cries because it's concealed from Elokus.
The neshama.
Esther is the neshama, the Yid. Achashveish is Melech Hashem. And as in Islabish, Bevoshim Gassi Roch from the level of Haman Asher Choshev al Yehudim. Because what does it mean? Choshev al Yehudim, he says, Mimenu borim leYehudim machshavos ke'elu. Where do these thoughts of evil come to the Jew? Asher choshev al Yehudim, that Haman, evil thoughts, goes al Yehudim. And the Jews, meaning evil Haman, affects the Jews of thoughts to sin. And therefore what happens? They sin. So Esther is coming to the king. So at the first level, Esther can't do that yet because she needs to transform evil to good. That's the second level. That's a much higher level. When she initially comes to the king gives her the giloy of Elokus, allows her in. Now she comes in, the neshama comes in to the Hashem. So then, v'az yisabcha chasheichel enoheira. Then, v'yeishet ha-melech l'esteh es kol ha-sharvet hazov. Then the second time, Achashvesh didn't only give her a little bit of gilui, he gave her the essential gilui, which is the transformation of Beis Haman, Nasati Lester.
Big transformation from the king being in cahoots with Haman at the beginning.
Yeah, it's a total transformation. That's the ultimate level.
In the Megillah, isn't it first say he gave her the entire Sharbid, and the second time it's...
No.
No, it's not like that.
No. It was
a diamond
sharpened. And then it's about Tokem Esther. Right? Then Esther got up, meaning As to the Yid, stood firmly in Yiddishkeit. Because there was no Haman anymore, there was no wall anymore, there was no concealment anymore. Shakom al om dava matzava, shaytut sarich eid lobchinus eilim in amidba. She didn't have to come up from the desert. She's out of the desert already. She's already in the Beis HaMelech. In, not only in the Chotzer, in the room, the throne room of the king.
Tip of the Shalit is Avodah Milamata.
No, it's a Gilui Milmaila. But she had to come to it to get that Gilui. But that initial Gilui is like the Gilui of Yom Tif.
It's an open door.
It's a great Gilui, but eventually it's going to become bottled because the ultimate Gilui of giving her the whole Sharvit. That's why the Baal Shem Tov, when he says, the Mishnah says, Akeres HaMegillah L'Mafrei Lo Yotza. The Mishnah says, if you read the Megillah backwards, you're not Yotza. It has to be in order. So the Baal Shem Tov said, what does it mean, Akeres HaMegillah L'Mafrei? That if you read the Megillah, that it's a story that happened back then, and it's not relevant today, Lo Yotza, you didn't fulfill your obligation of Purim. So what does Chassidus do? Chassidus shows the way the story of Purim is the whole concept of Golus between the Melech, HaMelech is Hashem, and Esther is the Jews, Aster, Aster Panai, and Mordechai is the Merirus, remember? And the Mordechai, the Mord and the Psamim, that gets the Mesiras Nefesh of Esther to come to the king. Who forced Esther to go to the king? Mordechai forced her to go to the king. She didn't want to go. Right? The Hester, the concealment, said, how can I come to the king? Who am I? So what happened? Mordechai, the Mesiras Nefesh, now the whole story in a spiritual sense makes much more sense than the physical story, by the way. Physical story has a lot of problems. The things that don't make sense. So Esther, Mordechai comes to Esther, to Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Jew to awaken the Yiddish guy. The Yid says, I can't. So Mordechai threatens him. He says, you better, because you'll be, that's the reason why you're here. What did Mordechai say to her? Maybe this is the reason you became the queen. Maybe this is the reason you're in Golus. Mordechai comes in the Neshama, that's Hester, and he says, go to the king. The king is waiting for you. He says, no, I can't go to the king. I'm in Golus. So Mordechai forces her. Mesiras Nefesh. He forces us to, you better go. What do you think? That's the purpose of your neshama coming down, is to be down and go up. So the neshama, Esther says, okay, I'm going. I don't know what's going to be. I'm going to go. Which explains, like the Rebbe always says in the Sichas, Esther says to Mordechai, to show the way the miracle of Purim is not nature. Because Esther was fasting 3 days. And then she said, with that, I'm going to come to the king. Can you imagine how she looked after 3 days? 72 hours, no food? I don't know if she put on makeup or not, doesn't say. But the way it sounds in Megillah, she probably didn't put on makeup. Yeah? She comes and needs to find favor in the eyes of the king. And she said, I'm going to fast 72 hours. I'm going to. That's so contrary to nature. Get dressed up, go to the beauty parlor, go eat in Pats. Okay, go, do something. Get something going. So the whole story doesn't make sense. But when you analyze it from the neshama, everything makes sense. There's a neshama, that's Esther, and there's a Mordechai, and Mordechai, the Miriris, and the Psamim, and Mordechai is forcing the neshama to get out of it, Hester, and Esther finally comes to the king. And the king gives a little bit of a gilui. But it's only Rosh Hashavit. But then Esther takes it a step further. She comes into the king, and now that she's with the king, she's in that environment, now she can awake her Rachmanis. Why do you have to come to the king? Because when you're in the desert, you don't even know you're in the desert. You have to realize you're in a desert to be able to want to awaken Rachmanis. If you don't realize how low you are, how in the world, if you guys think you're great, why is he going to awaken Rachmanis? Well, the guys are true, the whole thing, what we learned. It has to be in a way of the neshama realizing. So once Esther comes into the king, she realizes, oh my God, I was in the Midbar. So now she's able to awaken Rachmanis. So what happens through the Rachmanis? The transformation, that instead of Achashverosh being in cahoots with Haman, he takes it.
So what is the...
which is Madreig G'day L'Fanav, like it says, Lifnei HaMelech, Not only does she stand by the king, lifnei ha-melech, higher than the melech, that's Eishes Chai, Later is Baila, the woman becomes the crown of the husband. What?
Where does when Moshe tries to wake up Esther,
Mordechai.
When Mordechai,
Moshe, right.
Moshe wakes up the Jew, he does it through bitterness. Where does Mordechai come into play?
But there's Mordechai. Dachia is the psalmim also. It's also, it's a Meritus. He says, do you know where you are now? And do you know why you're here? Why are you in Galus?
So it's the complacency of Galus. It's trying to get overcome.
That's the Atta Tetzava, the whole thing, the biggest Mesidus Nefesh, complacency in Galus. That was the Rebbe in our generation.
Right.
The Mordechai in our generation, like you learned, every generation needs the Mordechai to tell them what they need in that generation. What was the Rebbe's issue? Not Mesidus Nefesh take Russia like the Friedrich Rebbe had. The Rebbe's thinking was complacency in Galus. Do you know that, number one, do you know that you're in Galus? And do you know why you're in Galus? That's what the Rebbe was saying. So you're in Galus to get out of Galus.
Hello.